Chapter 11. We'd been decelerating at 2 gravities for almost 9 days when the battle began. Lying on our couches being miserable, all we felt were 2 soft bumps, missiles being released. Some 8 hours later, the squawk box crackled.
"Attention all crew, this is the captain."
Kinsana, the pilot, was only a lieutenant, but was allowed to call himself captain aboard the vessel, where he outranked all of us, even Captain Stott.
"You grunts in the cargo hold can listen, too. We just engaged the enemy with 2 50-gigaton tachyon missiles and have destroyed both the enemy vessel and another object which it had launched approximately 3 microseconds before. The enemy has been trying to overtake us for the past 179 hours, ship time. At the time of the engagement, the enemy was moving at a little over half the speed of light relative to Aleph, and was only about 30 AUs from Earth's Hope. It was moving at 0.47C relative to us, and thus we would have been coincident in space-time. Rammed in a little more than 9 hours. The missiles were launched at 0719 ship's time and destroyed the enemy at 1540, both tachyon bombs detonating within 1,000 clicks of the enemy objects. The 2 missiles were a type whose propulsion system was itself only a barely controlled tachyon bomb. They accelerated at a constant rate of 100 Gs and were traveling at a relativistic speed by the time the nearby mass of the enemy ship detonated them. "We expect no further interference from enemy vessels. Our velocity with respect to Aleph will be 0 in another 5 hours. We will then begin the journey back. The return will take 27 days.
General moans and dejected cussing. Everybody knew all that already, of course, but we didn't care to be reminded of it. So, after another month of logy calisthenics and drill, at a constant 2 gravities, we got our first look at the planet we were going to attack. Invaders from outer space. Yes, sir. It was a blinding white crescent waiting for us, 2 AUs out from Epsilon. The captain had pinned down the location of the enemy base from 50 AUs out, and we had jockeyed in on a wide arc, keeping the bulk of the planet between them and us. That didn't mean we were sneaking up on them. Quite the contrary. They launched 3 abortive attacks, but it put us in a stronger defensive position. Until we had to go to the surface, that is. Then only the ship and its Starfleet crew would be reasonably safe.